Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, my colleague. We've been on Earth with small modular reactors using 20% enriched uranium. Now we're going to low Earth orbit. LEO, it's called affectionately by the geeks. And the news there is both Blue Origin, its New Glenn rocket, and Starship for test number 7 with its heavy, super heavy, have been postponed till next week. So what are they doing? They're experimenting with a heavy lift booster, reusable. Why? To get cargo into low Earth orbit. Henry, low Earth orbit is not militarized yet. Will it be?
Well, I'm not sure that's the way that I would characterize it. But I think the way to think about large constellations in low Earth orbit is that in the face of possible anti-satellite threats, like lasers that are based on the surface of the Earth, direct ascent, satellites that maneuver, they call them rendezvous satellites that could defuel, damage, or move out of proper orbit. Against all these threats, the argument that has been made by our military is that if we have enough small satellites in the thousands in low Earth orbit, it would be very difficult for anyone to disable the entire system, and that it therefore, as a passive military defense against anti-satellite activity, which is present. So you could argue that things are militarized to the extent there's anti-satellite problems already, but that the small satellites that have large numbers in low Earth orbit will constitute a military defense. I think that's going to be something that Trump administration is going to question, and it's already begun. I think President-elect Trump, in his September presentation, more or less mimicked an op-ed that someone on my advisory board actually had a hand in writing, and it called for being able to take offensive actions in space, in also low Earth orbit, surely. And so we're going to see an additional military response to anti-satellite threats, and that is often having much more offensive capability in space against satellites.
Will this be part of the Iron Dome project?
Well, it might indirectly. The Iron Dome, which is an Israeli moniker for a very tactical system that is not what Mr. Trump is mouthing about. What he's talking about is a much more invigorated military space defense system. It'll include, if I understand it correctly, space-based interceptors, which we currently don't have. We have interceptors that are bolted to the ground that fire up. These would be able to fire down. But guess what? You can reorient the space-based interceptor that fires down at missiles coming up 180 degrees so that you can fire these things at hostile satellites as you see them in space. So by hook or crook, all of these things are related.
Let's find some good news in the Earth-Moon system. This from the Financial Times, London. Private companies are staking claims to radio spectrum on the moon with the aim of exploiting an emerging lunar economy. I love this, Henry. This is the big pitch. More than 50 applications have been filed with the International Telecommunication Union since 2010 to use spectrum, the invisible highway of electromagnetic waves that enable all wireless technology on or from the moon. This looks like they're monetizing the moon before we put people down there again. Is it a good thing, Henry?
Well, I mean, it's a market indicator that all of the hype about commercial activity on the moon may have, something to it. Markets, of course, also can fail. I mean, it could be that this, it won't be making people as rich as they think. We just don't know. But what's interesting is people are gambling, if you will. And the entry cost to secure spectrum, after all, may not be very high. And so you're hedging your bets. It's a fun indication of interest. I mean, one of the questions that arises there are a number of competitors for these spectrums, and they include China, Russia, and some other countries. Who exactly is going to adjudicate differing claims? That is something that we have as a full-length movie in 3D color for the future.
Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.